Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way. Great show going on here this morning in the first hour. We're talking all things the Fortune with Captain Jake Kirkman and Captain Rick Russell. Lots of fun here talking on board the Fortune. Brand new team here on board the boat. And man, lots of fun. And Fortune running out of Fisherman's Landing, undergoing some major projects for the year and about to go kick butt on some bluefin. It's been a great show. Crazy. The first hour's already gone by.
It's crazy this morning, right? Corey. I know. We're having so much fun and just talking good times. And during the break, they're talking speed jigging. And man, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it on the telephone line there. There's one open line waiting for you right now. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app, a super cool way to do it. You just want to send a message. There's so many texts, it's crazy.
Yeah, a lot piled up.
But keep in mind, that's only a one-way deal. You send a text, we get the message, and at the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin. And a $125 blueprinting certificate for blueprinting service going to Cal and Eric at Cal's Custom-built
reels.
Thank you, Rick. All right. Yeah, good team right there. So $125 certificate going to either a texter or a caller.
And just like Corey says, again, if you want to get us on the phone, an open line right now, been a busy show, it's 213-432-1090. And Corey, it's time for the catch report.
And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium. And Norsk Lithium batteries are here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using the app on your iPhone or Android device. There you can watch it on your phone. And Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries, which is becoming a huge rage too. So make an investment in the best for your boat with Norsk Lithium. Check norsklithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor, Anglers Marine, for your Norsk Lithium batteries.
That's it, man. Hey, let's start it off with our fishdope.com report and our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wiss, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, morning, Ricky, Corey, Jake, Rick. Great show. Having a lot of fun listening to you guys. So we had a pretty interesting week of fishing for, you know, considering it's late January, of course. We're starting to get some improving signal from several different areas. And up note, especially up north at the Channel Islands, Santa Cruz specifically, you know, last year there was just absolutely incredible halibut fishing, along with that fantastic sea bass, but that halibut fishing was just off the charts. Maybe some of the best ever, I got to figure. And it looks like it's starting early again this year here. So there's been some good fishing at Santa Cruz. You know, they had a little weather window. The guys were able to get out there and poke around. And, man, there were some nice catches on nice great fish, some on live squid. And like last year, some of the guys fishing the white plastic were throwing in the bottom, were doing really well with that. So it's really good news to see that getting started early. And also of interest has been the winter bass fishing here this year all along the coast and some of the islands there. You know, in a normal winter, water drops down to 56, 57 like that, and you know, you're waiting for spring and you're hoping and praying for it to creep up to 60 degrees because it seems to be kind of the magic number. Well, this winter it stayed 59, 60 mostly, a little 61 here and there all winter so far. Those bassmen, they're just loving it. They're still biting. They're biting good all up and down the coast. And another highlight has been the sign of big bonita around. You know, they kind of come and they go. And some of that fish was right outside Point La Jolla there. And the other area was off of Laguna to San Onofre. And a lot of that fish was found pulling small plugs and feathers, like in 50 to 100 fathoms, kind of like that. You get a jig strike on the lures and then start casting a Colt Sniper or a Zacana, something like that, to get bit while you're stopped. Man, they're nice fish, to eight, occasional 10-pounders in there. So they've been MIA for a week or so. I have to imagine they're going to pop right back up because the bait's still around. So that'll get going again. And also of note, got to mention that the hooping this winter has just been nothing short of fantastic, both here in L.A. Harbor and the guys fishing over there at Catalina. I mean, God, it's really good fishing. A lot of it's still shallow because we've had some rain, but not a lot to wash them out of the shallows. And it's just been really, really good fishing. A lot of limits there. And, you know, the bummer is we got some weather coming. It looks like we're going to get a several-day stretch of rain. Fortunately, there's not a lot of wind with it, so I don't think we're going to see conditions get turned over too much. And, you know, that weather's going to pass, and you're going to get back out there, and you better get that gear ready because it's going to be an early season. It's going to be a good one.
That's exactly it. The thing is, there's a little bit of rain, but this whole year, exactly, there's been no big weather to go along with it. I mean, with everything you've said, Mark, like every storm or every like negative thing we've had in terms of weather, nothing has turned this water over. And yes, we don't have beautiful sunny conditions the next couple of days, but there's not supposed to be big wind on it, and we've even had big wind events this year and it hasn't really turned the water on. I don't know, man.
It's the
conditions have just been oddly good this year.
It's El Nino, buddy. I mean, it's down there and it's right borderline super El Nino. It doesn't look like it's going to make it, and they're starting to think that the temperatures have peaked and start creeping down. But, you know, it's an El Nino-type winter in terms of the ocean. The buoy below Clemente, it did drop to 59 there for a few days. It's back to 60 and then creeped up to 61.
Man, that's
so
definitely
rad.
Covered.
I love it, man.
Marco, I have a text here. It's really cool because text the show comes straight to us, and we can ask you right live on air here. And it comes from Dave from Huntington Beach. And Dave wants to know, asking you, Mark, can you ask Mark if he knows when Nacho's bait receiver will return? Do you know anything about Nacho's bait receiver?
Well, I don't know when it's going to come back. You know, we would sure like it to, because it means all the Huntington Harbor and Alameda Bay guys got to run all the way up to Pedro for bait, but at least they got bait. But no, I do not know that, and as soon as we get some word, we'll definitely mention that, yeah.
There you go. Something to keep in mind.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate reports every week, and, man, it's getting to that time of the year where I wait for your reports, Mark. You never know what's going to happen on the good end there, white sea bass, halibut, or whatever might be coming.
You know, I had just a few extra hours. You know, I've been crazy busy with all this bait tank stuff, and I took a couple hours and I dug out some of my sea bass tackle and I started looking through it, and I put one rod up on the wrapper and made a little repair there, because I'm thinking that sea bass fishing is going to get started early, just exactly for the reason I mentioned there. That water is still hanging around 60 degrees, and that seems like it's a magic number. And with all the squid around, I think it's going to go game on full speed pretty darn early here. So get your gear ready, guys.
What do you think, Rick? You put the anchor down on the coast for the coast and the islands for a lot of sea bass. How do you feel about some 63 degree water?
I feel great about it. I mean, that's, to me, sign me up. Let's go. Take the tarp off the forts and we'll go sea bass fishing tomorrow.
Mark, a great report as always, man. Sure appreciate you keeping us up to date with so much killer info. If somebody wants to come find you at Pacific Edge, get the best bait tanks in the whole world, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have a good report for you. Think of one thing or another.
I love it, man. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it very much. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it.
Thanks a lot for that. Hey, I want to remind you, $30 you're going to save on a fishdope.com membership if you use the code HOOKUPNOW. That's HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $30 off of a one-year membership to fishdope.com. And again, Mark, appreciate a great report. Hey, if you want to get through, have your chance to talk to Rick, have your chance to talk to Jake, and have your shot at winning a $125 reel blueprint service from Cal's Custom Built Reels. 213-432-1090 is the number.
And you know, Rick, it's crazy because texting the show is so cool. There's well over 100 texts, right?
I know, it's wild.
But your chances of winning this $125 deal for Cal's Custom Reels, I know I'm saying it wrong, but I know you have my back. Ricky is calling us right now.
Considerably better on the phone.
Way better.
Your odds are always higher on a call just because there's just way more phone calls that make it than the text.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead.
With that said, 213-432-1090.
And speaking of text, we got a great text here. This is a great show, guys. Question for Jake. Are you seeing more guys fishing nighttime speed jigging gear at nighttime for tuna? How effective do you feel that is? I'm thinking about adding this to my arsenal. Also, what's the learning curve? That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
I'd say it's about a third. We're seeing about a third of the people fish that speed jigging stuff. And it just takes a little bit of getting used to, you know. If you already know how to pump and wind, then it's not too much harder than regular jigging. Because you get bit on the way down like you would normally, and then you also got the whole way up that you can also get bit, or through the zone at least, you know.
Can that be adapted with gear that you have, or do you really need the investment? Is the gear very important to the system, or can it be done with something that you have, or do you need to go, you know?
You need to go with that small whippy rod that flings the mm-hmm. jig. I like the stiffer ones just because you can catch bigger fish on them.
Mm-hmm.
And those jigging reels, they're geared specifically for actually doing the jig, yeah.
We were talking about during the break, you were saying you really like that Shimano Osha jigger.
Yeah, that 4,000 Osha jigger's nice. That and those, what are those?
Ocean Masters,
yeah,
and
Ocean
Max
Masters
L's.
And the Max L's. Mm-hmm. Those are also really good.
Okay.
Those Sea Lions.
The
Sea Lion.
Yeah. What's the worst name?
Right.
So there's a, we carry those. There's a company called Max L. They make jigging reels, and they have a two-speed one. You know, it's like one of the only two-speed jigging reels out there, and they were so proud to introduce, like, you know, for this market, it's going to be great. It's, you know, it's got a mid-range, you know, for working the jig, but still a low gear. It's going to be the most perfect bluefin thing. You guys are going to love it. It's called the Sea Lion.
They obviously didn't confirm.
We told them, like, man, you guys, I'm sure you did plenty of research on gear ratios and power and torque, but, man, you made a real misstep on one of your things. It's the worst real name you could have ever had, period. We almost didn't put it in the case purely based on the name, but a pretty good one. Nonetheless, but I'm with you. I like that jigger 4000. That handle is huge. You know, it keeps the rhythm well when you're pumping the jig, and it's so long. You just get so much power out of that thing. I really like it. That's a torquey reel.
Yeah, exactly. You just get that extra power. Like, I wound in 160 pounder in like 5 minutes
last
year on it,
which is crazy because you described the gear for the jigging process for getting a fish hooked, right? Like, is the main part of the rod and the reel, but that whole combo comes into play when you're fighting a fish.
Yeah.
I mean, a less than 5 minute battle on a 160 pounder is no joke.
Yeah, it was no joke. And like, we all looked at each other like, what just happened? You know, like, I was screaming for gas.
I was just
going
to say, who has to be the guy to gaff that thing?
Oh, it lit us up.
Yeah, that's sure. Not where you want to be. I like this text. It says, hey, gents, excellent show as always. Worth waking up for in January. My question for Rick. That's you, Rick Russell. A few years ago, flat falls were the rage, then knife jigs, now eddy bombs and knife jigs with 6 foot jigging rods. Rick, what is the hot jig in 2024 going to be? That's from Ted in San Diego.
Oh, man. That's a good question. I mean, a piece of rebar with a hook welded to the to the end of it, or a, you know,
the Ricky rig.
Yeah,
there it is.
Tire iron, maybe. Honestly,
we're like steady, like regressing in like fanciness of lures.
We really are. I mean, I'm a firm believer in the torpedo sinker. I fished that almost exclusively the last year and a half now. But other than that, I honestly, if it's, call it thin looking, small, you know, in diameter, and it weighs 150 to 400 grams, I would just try it out. I mean, it could be something you find at a garage sale or a, you know, some weird off the wall, you know, what is it, Temu or Wish.com or whatever the hell it is, you know. I mean, at this point, I'm sure anything would work. So I couldn't really say what's going to be the hot lure for 24, but find something, put a hook on it, and give it a shot.
My favorite part about those sinker bombs, eddy bombs becoming like the hot thing was you no longer had to worry about not having the right paint job of a favorite lure for a guy in the shop. You know, we'd have the full display of knife jigs, and if somebody was super bummed that, you know, you had the red stripe but you didn't have the red polka dot, you had to, you know, you got to dismiss it. Like, hey man, you don't get to be bummed about the red polka dot anymore. The hottest jig is a 16-ounce torpedo sinker with no paint on it. Like, we don't get to be concerned about polka dots or red anymore. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, well, with that said, it's time to continue on with our catch report, Corey.
Yeah, we've got the man on the radio. His name is Marcos. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
He's still around.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
I am.
Marcos?
Yeah, no, I've got to say, with our 8:30 half-day departure, I totally spaced on the show last week. We were busy getting the boat out, and then someone was like, hey, did you do the show this morning? I was like, like, I kind of missed that.
Well, but Frank was in here wondering this morning where Marcus has reported this.
He came in and, you know, gave me a mouthful and an area full of this.
Hey, if anybody deserved a little break, it's Marcos from the radio.
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of reports over the season. Wow. I got 50 or so. Yeah, it's like, and even though we don't have a lot of trips right now, we're pretty much limited to that half day, which, like I said, is departing at 8:30. We're doing that kind of mid-morning departure half day. Going out there, looking around, they're having some decent bass fishing, a little bit of calico bass, some sand bass in the mix, whitefish, sculpin. A few of those trips have caught bonito, not a lot, but they are there. Typical, you know, winter local fishing. Seen a few yellowtail this season already, so it's all there. And like I said, I don't have a lot to report, but those half days, man, I mean, barring a little bit of rain coming through today and tomorrow, the weather's been really nice, typical San Diego, January, you know, everyone else comes in and says it's 20 degrees at home, and we're complaining about our, you know, 58-degree weather here, so kind of tough to beat the weather. Like I said, barring that rain, we're going to be running those half days just about every day, departing at 8:30, so during the week, you know, if you want to sleep in a bit, just make sure to account for a little bit of that morning traffic there, depending on what direction you're coming. But we're getting you guys out there fishing, catching, like I said, a bit of mix of bass, whitefish, sculpin, occasional bonita in the mix.
Damn, well, I'll take that.
Yeah, right.
Fishing.
I mean, like I said, it's, you know, it's January. You know, it's a lot of places are just locked down completely with snow and cold weather, and the guys are still out there. We got almost a full boat this morning. I think we had 47 out of 50 there. People going out and catching fish and enjoying the great weather and great fishing.
We'll take that, Marcos. Well, a great job. Some good fishing to be had on that half day. Gentlemen's launch hours. And then also, you know, this is the time of year where we see open party schedules start to get released, and a great time to get charters. You know, Bart Hall show coming up, PCS show around the corner, Del Mar show's coming up. And, you know, those times, I know so many of those charter dates get gobbled up from those things. And this is an opportunity to get through. And I'm sure your staff is standing by if somebody wants to book a charter date one of their favorite boats.
Absolutely. I mean, January, February is definitely the time to prepare for August, September, the way our seasons go now.
Totally.
The guys will be at the show there. I'm sure there'll be some captains there. The Tribune actually has some trips up. I forgot to mention that in February and in the March, I believe. They've got some day and a half on the weekend there scheduled. So check that out. I'm sure pretty soon here we're going to start seeing those San Diego trips go up too, if you want to do a full day of the season. I mean, overall, great fishing. You know, the season never, like we've talked about, season never really went away. It wasn't that they weren't catching fish. It's that, you know, 10 months straight of fishing, people get tired and, like I said, need a break. We need a break. They need a break. Can let those guys do some boat work, make sure those, you know, those boats take a lot of hours right now, the way things are going there, especially boats like the San Diego and New Seaforth are running, you know, 12 days, 16 hours a day every day for a good, you know, 8 months in a row there. They definitely need a little bit of break and get some boat work done.
Yeah.
But we're still here.
That's what we like. Well, again, if somebody wants to book one of those spots, book a charter, get in on it, one more time, give us the number to do so, Marcos.
Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. All our currently scheduled trips are up there. You can make those reservations online. You can always just call the office, 619-224-3383. If you just want to talk to someone to make a reservation, if you want to find out information about upcoming charters, anything like that, we're more than happy to help you out. Except it's not particularly slammed right now, so there's definitely guys around to answer your phone calls. And sometimes we just like talking to people. You know, can get lonely down here when the boat's gone.
Go pay Marcos a visit. I mean, come on. Buy some MC swim baits. Go hang out for a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got the full-range MC swim baits. Pretty soon, we're going to have the new guys in the restaurant open over there. I think they're probably going to be up here by March. I think they're up and running. So, yeah. I mean, it's Seaforth Sport Fishing's here. We're here all year round to help you guys out. Get your gear tuned up. You know, do it now before the rush and get ready for hopefully another great season.
Exciting time. San Diego's second best tackle store. Appreciate it very much, Marcos. We look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Marcos.
Good stuff right there. And it's brought to us by Fisherman's Processing. Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Coming soon. You have me laughing here, Rick. It's all good times. And Fisherman's Processing has an all-new, easier online system for booking your processing for your long-range trips, and Tim was in here talking about it. It's actually going to be kind of a cool deal.
That's already awesome. Yeah.
It's already up and live.
That's it, man. It's happening.
So you can do it all online right there.
And we're going to be talking at length about it next week. We're going to have Tim and Marilee in the studio talking all things Fisherman's Processing, the new team, the new system, all about Fisherman's Processing and, you know, how things are changing in the future. It's going to be a really fun show.
I look forward to that,
too. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to check anything out about Fisherman's Processing between now and then, check fishermansprocessing.com.
You got it, man. Well, hey, phones are absolutely packed up. One single line still open if you want it. It's 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Corey.
How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
What's up, Hills?
Good morning, guys. My question is on the Fortune for Jake and Rick and all you guys, can you have any info on the origin, like of the boat, like the where it was built or who built it, and sort of the lineage, like how old is it, and other people who have run it or owned it? And I've been on the boat, and it's super comfortable, and so I'm just curious about that.
I mean, the boat's been around a long time. I mean, I was on the receivers in the 80s, and it was a part of the fabric here. And with Tim talking Tanaka.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, Tanaka was known. Wasn't he the man? I mean, these two gentlemen sitting on the left of me are too young to remember, but...
I remember.
Do you remember? Okay,
I remember.
All right. You're younger than you look.
Yeah.
And you swung bait to the Fortune when you...
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's
yes,
awesome.
I remember that era. And it actually had a picture of a bluefin on the front.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
really?
Right. Exactly.
Cool.
Back when Tanaka had it. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, and I mean, like you say, a great history that I'm just really stoked to see you guys carrying on for sure. And it's been a staple of our fleet down here, and I'm glad to see it staying right where it's supposed to. And
at Fisherman's.
Yeah, and it's had such a great run, and I just love that it's staying that way. Like, I think that you guys are keeping it at its sweet spot. Limited load, high-end, big fish. High end in terms of service and food, limited load passenger count, like that's what that boat is supposed to do, and I think that you guys are the right guys to carry that forward. That's right. Hey, Hills, appreciate the phone call very much. Had a great text come through. This one says, good morning, it's Jim in Oceanside checking in. I'm excited to hear there's another team of sport fishing operators entering our local fishery. I've always had the best of luck with knife-time night jig bites. Can you walk me through a way to improve my sinker rig fishing for daytime fishing?
All right, so to improve your sinker rig fishing, you're going to want to like put your sinker about 15 or 20 feet up. And you're going to want to like tie it in line, so where you put your hook through the line and then you kind of slide the sinker, or you put your hook through the rubber band to get the sinker in line. So that, from what I've noticed, if you just twist the sinker around and then kind of loop it on with your rubber band, it spins really bad, and it'll get all spun up.
So hard to visualize on the radio, but you're saying rather than just loop the sinker on the line so that it's like
dangling
from one end, you like the rubber band going through both ends of the sinker so that it's the sinker is held in line, pointing at the hook instead of dangling down.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And then that way also you can slide it up a long ways, you know.
Okay.
And then as you're dropping it, do not drop it fast. Drop it really slow. Like, just kind of hold your thumb on the spool and just let it go real slow. Don't send it down 100 miles an hour, or else that bait's just going to spin around your line the whole way down.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
no,
not what you want.
But you want about 10 to 15 feet, you know, from your hook to your sinker.
Okay.
Just about.
And you like that, giving your bait the freedom to swim around more than the drop shot style of sending it down fast, but then not having the freedom of your bait when it's down there.
Yeah, I've just seen that. That's tried and true, you know, that method. The drop shot's kind of a new thing. I don't really like, if you use too heavy a line, the sinker doesn't break off, and I've seen the sinker and the fish shake their head and kind of yank that hook out of their mouth again.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be, you know, many ways to get the job done, and every boat is going to like the ways to do it, and I really like getting everybody's take. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, everybody catches a lot of big ones, and I think that's a great thing. What I haven't heard a lot of people talk about is that like long distance that you're talking about. I mean, that's going to require a little more work on the angler, but you're gonna really like present that bait really nice down below. It takes a little more work on your end, but
yeah,
but that's exactly what Jim's talking about. Like, how do you step your game up? You know, how are you different than the other 18 guys that are on the boat?
Yeah. And it's not really that much harder either. Like, if you have a little 4-foot piece of fluorocarbon, you know, and then that's where your sinker stops because you can't slide it down towards your hook anymore,
mm-hmm.
like when you wind up, you know. But you just pin your bait on and kind of throw your reel and clicker and just pull the line out and just slide it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like you need to worry about casting. Your sinker is going to pull your bait to where it needs to go.
Yeah, exactly. Your bait will get in the water after one pull, you know, two pulls.
Now, what about hook placement?
Hook placement, nose hook.
Okay.
Yeah, nose hook always.
And sideways, up and down, does it not matter?
Sideways, so they breathe.
Just the standard?
Standard.
And then what about hook size? Does that, you know, like, you know, we mentioned that a little bit, like everybody's just downsizing so much on fly line, and that do you need to stay small on a sinker rig? Sorry, I'm a sneezer. You know, can you get away with a bigger hook when you're fishing a sinker rig?
Yeah, it seems like you get away with a bigger hook. We usually fish bigger hooks,
okay.
1 or 2 O's, you know. Just because you're fishing a little bit heavier line on the sinker rig always.
Got it. And then you guys have a preference, circle hooks, J hooks?
Circle
hooks for tuna, no question.
Yep.
Okay.
I fish circle hooks for everything now. It was a weird transition, and now I haven't fished a J hook, and I can't remember how long.
I mean, the J hooks are fine for that light fly line gear, but you got to be fast with this hook set, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't let them eat it for too long, or else it gets in a bad spot. And with that light line, you've got the teeth there.
Yeah, that is one thing about bluefin, man. They have a set of teeth on them, and they are some head-shaking SOBs. If they got that thing down the gullet and you got some lighter line, like they're going to chew you off.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy stuff for sure. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. And when we return, we're going to be taking your calls. Text them or when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The giant 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing. fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fairn Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, it's been a great time.
No doubt.
Right? Talking to Rick and Jake about the fortune and their upcoming season and just the venture and having Tim come in and introduce them. And really cool time. If you want to join us and be a part of it, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app.
Guys, let's talk charters a little bit. You know, we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the show, but charter books are now open. And just because, and you said the open party schedule is out, but, you know, if there's a date that's ideal for charter, but it's listed as open party, you know, if there's not a bunch of people, that is still available for charter also. Like, if there's an open party trip that doesn't have a bunch of people on it, you can still snag that as well. And you guys are very much open to charter, you know, as this season gets rolling right now. And we talked a little bit about ideal charter size. You were thinking it's somewhere in that 15 to 18 passenger size. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, any one of our open party trips right now, I would jump on it pretty soon because there's nothing.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's not filled up at all right now at the moment, you know.
And I just feel like the writing is so on the wall. We've got another good season behind us. I mean, it's been so good in the past, and man, there's just been nothing to really, there's been nothing to negatively change this one. It only ended because everybody needed to start working on boats, you know. I mean, like up through Christmas time, I mean, all those after Christmas trips had great scores, and then it was just, I mean, you got to work on the boat at some point, and yeah, it just feels like this one's going to be off to an early start. So again, if somebody did want to book a charter, they do that. You talk about open party, you call Fisherman's Landing. Charter, is it done the same way, or do they book directly through you guys?
Charter's done the same way.
Okay.
I mean, you could get in contact with me or Rick as well, but if you wanted to book a charter, the best way is to go through Fisherman's Landing.
And then
doing all my bookings.
They'll do the bookings, but if they had questions in specific, you guys are obviously available as well. Like the landing books them, but if they had questions about trips or times or anything boat specific, you guys are just as you're readily available also.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Cool. Right on. And if somebody did want to get a hold of the landing, it's just the normal 619-221-8500.
Yep.
Cool. Right on. Well, it's going to be a great year and certainly busy and a good opportunity to take advantage. Well, if somebody wants to talk to the boys this morning, like Corey was saying, busy morning on the show, 213-432-1090 is how you get a hold of us. And Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. Rich from Bradley, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Rich?
Well, good morning. Earlier in the show, you mentioned that you preferred a 50 yards of mono on top of your braid. And I'm wondering, what are your preferred connections for both the braid to the mono and then from the mono to the leader? And then do you do it any differently when you have to quickly re-rig if you get your line messed up, say, on the bottom of the boat or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't do so much as 50 yards. I'd do 20 to 50 feet, you know, not very much.
Yeah, you're talking 50 feet, not 50 yards, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You just want a little bit for some stretch.
Exactly, just a little bit for some stretch. And then I like to tie a Tony Pena. That's my go-to knot. They just don't break. That's tried and true long-range knot right there.
And how about from that piece of 100-pound or 130-pound to the bite leader?
To the bite leader, just a San Diego or a Tri-Lee knot, both of those. Indestructible, you know.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
How about on the? Does that change when you're going over to your speed jigging gear? Like, is the top shot length? Does that change?
Yeah, the speed jigging guys, they kind of tie those chain knots and stuff. But I mean, you can tie San Diego; it all works the same.
Do you still like 50 feet of mono, or is it a little bit lesser, or not at all?
Not at all. Okay. That's how I fish it. I fish it just straight Spectre.
Spectre right to the little bite leader.
But the real guys that are really big into it, they do about 15 feet, you know, okay. of. So that nylon, it's nylon line actually, okay. It's really stretchy.
Okay.
They do like that, and then they tie those chain knots to the leader.
I know that's what they all do.
It's so confusing to me. Explain to me, though. So from the Spectra to a nylon leader to then fluorocarbon?
No fluorocarbon.
No, none at all.
None. It's just that nylon line. It's really stretchy.
Really?
Yeah.
So the stretch just comes from that. So that's like that's the shock piece?
Yeah, that's the shock piece.
Like a bungee cord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absorb the air and absorb the head shake in. And
yeah. Yeah, it works good, too. It's pretty remarkable, actually. That chain knot, like, really makes it stretch.
And it's crazy because I know we've had Brian Wynn on here talking about the whole technique, and it's just, I love it. I mean, I love a lighter outfit with the heavier line, like right up my alley.
Totally.
You know? So, I mean, it's kind of, it always draws my interest for sure.
Speaking of that, and Brian Wynn, he's going to be at the Bart Hall show.
He will be.
Yeah, doing seminars on exactly what Jake's talking about, on that speed jigging, both setting up gear, technique. I mean, when he was on the show talking about it, he'll be doing all that on seminars. We'll double check. I mean, obviously, we'll get the full lowdown from Pat and Bart tomorrow.
Isn't that cool? I mean, tomorrow.
Super cool. But yeah, Brian's going to be on the seminar stage. I believe every day he has one seminar a day, you know, all about vertical, you know, speed-type jigging, setting up tackle and whatnot. But yeah, every day you'll be able to see that at the Bart Hall show. But we'll have Bart be able to, you know, kind of confirm times and stuff like that for us tomorrow.
So crazy, Rick, that it's here this week.
Yeah, totally.
The Bart Hall Show, it's Long
coming.
Beach, man.
Yeah, it's coming, buddy.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, phone lines are packed up, and so are the texts. We had a great text come through, and it was from John in San Diego. It says, I noticed that last year the Fortune was consistently on a very large grade of bluefin, and it seemed like larger than the rest of the fleet. What can an angler do to increase their chances at catching a trophy?
You got to fish with us.
I like it.
That's the biggest thing right there. You know, I mean, we were fortunate enough that 95% of our groups, charter groups, wanted to fish big fish. They were not interested in the small grade. They wanted to fish big ones, and that's exactly what we did. We put the time and the effort in, and we spent a lot of time with, you know, dangling flying fish from the ceiling.
And that is a big part of it, because it takes a charter to do that. You know, I mean,
or to have the ability.
Yeah,
to do it. Right?
I mean, you know, it's trophy hunting, and you know, with trophy hunting comes the reality that not every single person is probably going to catch one, and so the team has to be a team victory. You know what I mean? And that's how it is. You know, the group wins. You know, our group of 18 guys caught this handful of giant fish, and we're all going to share this bitchin' bounty, and we're all going to high five our buds. But you know, if you're specifically hoping to catch those 150 pounders and those big giant ones, that's just how that trophy hunting works. You know, not everybody shoots a 6-point elk, but you know, everybody in the hunt camp, you know, goes home with a piece of it. You know, that can't really, I mean, it can, but it's a lot harder to do that in an open party where, well, I don't know Rick and I kind of know Jake and I don't know Corey at all. It's not the same as like, hey, you know, the four of us buds are all going out together and we're all just as stoked that Jake caught that fish. Like I didn't get it, but I don't care. My bro did. And that's, you know, that's just how it works a little easier on our charter, you know, on a charter group. Like you kind of have to have that a little bit. I mean, I'm sure it's up to the captain's decision, but like it sure helps if the charter group is wanting to do that, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, and also on those really big ones, there's a lot of tag teaming, we call it, going
I'm
on.
I'm sure. You know? Yeah, right.
Yeah. There's not just one person catching that
that's
one
a great
fish
point.
Because some of them battle for an hour and a half, you know. It's a lot to hold on to a rod at 40 pounds of drag for an hour and a half, you know.
And you put it so nicely, Rick, about the sharing the bounty. I mean, if there's 10 or 15 guys that want to charter the boat and five fish, I mean, that could be 1,000 pounds of fish.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
I mean, 1,000 pounds shared between 10 guys, I mean, you could do the math. That's a lot of fish.
It absolutely is. And the hard part, too, you know, back to this open party versus charter thing. On an open party trip, we can put it in the comments on the schedule, you know, we're fishing big bluefin only or trophy hunting, whatever the case is. It's very, very difficult to do that because, one, they're not always around.
Sure.
Or there's a very short opportunity. You know, you get an hour before dark, you know, you'll catch a handful on the kite as fast as you can get them out. But when you're driving around in circles searching or just waiting for that time frame on an open party trip, it gets very, very difficult because, yeah, I mean, regardless, you're spending a ton of money to come fishing and you're only going to get that small window. And if your number's not pulled in the random, you know, out of the hat kite rotation, it just makes things more difficult.
Totally. Yeah,
but if you had, on the other hand, Rick, if you had a charter group that wanted, like a company group, construction, roofing group, or whatever, that just wanted to charter the boat, and like, look, we don't care about the big fish game. We just want to go catch fish and put a few fish in everybody's bounty to go home. I mean, that for smaller, if the smaller grade's around, I mean, you target that direction too, right? I mean,
oh, yeah, 100%. Obviously, charter groups, they have their choice. We will make our suggestions based on the conditions and what's been going on. But if, you know, if there's that smaller grade to catch, where obviously we would go try to do that first, throw a layer on, and then, you know, we'll try to top it off with the cherries and things like that afterwards.
And because you're big fish specialist doesn't mean that you can't load the boat with
totally.
No, we're
30 to 50 pounds.
We're just as good at the little ones as we are the big ones.
Yeah.
the one thing I'll add to his specific thing is, what can I do to catch a big one? And it was something that you mentioned earlier, and it's fish for a big one too. You know, like, if that's what your goal is my goal is to catch a big one, then don't fish with 25 pound when there's big ones around, and you know, and fish with a bigger piece of gear and fish with a heavier leader and, you know, and fish with a sinker rig when, you know, like with your bigger two speed. And, you know, like if you're angling for a big one, when your number is pulled, you're just going to be that much more apt to land it. You know, your chances of killing that fish on 60 pound versus 40 pound are so much better. And then 80-pound versus 60-pound are so much better. And 100-pound versus 80, it's just you can make so many more mistakes and not pay the price when you have heavier line and bigger hooks, and it's so much easier for you. So if you're just, you know, if you set yourself up that way from the beginning, like, your bites are going to come. Don't freak out that the guy next to you that was fishing 20-pound and a number 4 hook got 4 more bites than you did. Like, keep fishing good baits on heavy line. Your bites are going to come, and you're going to take advantage of every bite that you did get.
Yeah, exactly. You don't bring a 22 to an elephant hunt, you know?
Don't.
That's how it goes.
That's it. Hey, well, we had another great text come through. It says, great show, guys. My question is for Jake. What are some of the common problems that you guys have seen over the years with the passengers make at the rail when they're hooked fish? What can we learn to improve when we're fishing bluefins?
Like better rhythm and actually staying tight on the fish with the boat rock and everything, you know, that's a big part of it, because they get their head back down. It's all about keeping them in one spot or their head coming up very slowly, you know. If you let them get their head back down, they're going to take that line every time.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, they get their weight and their momentum going back down, and then you're just peeling it back off, you know. And that's,
is that done with the rod? Is that done with the reel handle? Is that done with the body? Is that everything? Like, how would you describe that on the radio? You know,
in the reel and the body, and keeping the rod bent at one tension all the time, you know. Like, if you can feel your reel slip with that drag, so you want to, like, be on that fine line of it slipping and not slipping. And when it does want to slip, you got to back off a little bit. And when it doesn't want to slip, you got to take it.
And then having your drag set appropriately by you or by Rick or one of the boys on the deck, that so that you know that it is at that right point, so that when you're right on the verge of it wanting to slip or not, you know that you're right on the verge of the perfect amount of not too much tension, but right there.
Yeah, exactly. Always have your drag set by the crew. That's one of the biggest things you can do, is always just make sure your gear is perfectly proper, and that's all you can do, you know.
I know, Rick, I've seen you a lot down there. That's something that you have always been really big on, is, you know, attention to the all of your passengers' gear before you guys going out. You guys have always been really big on that, of being very, like, easy to approach, but also, like, you know, just kind of like a wandering eye and, like, offering help to anybody, like, on the way out to the bait receiver, getting guys rigged up. Because it's it also lends to the success on big fish.
100%. I mean, that's the thing. We see the gear coming on the boat. We know what we're fishing for. We know what's working. We know what's best. And, you know, I mean, we want you to catch fish more than you want to catch that fish. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And having the right gear, we'll make suggestions, you know. And if you don't have it, there's probably a very good chance that we have what you need on the boat. And we'll gladly pull it out of the wheelhouse and here you go. Go ahead and, you know, use this one for the trip or whatever the case is. But that is the biggest thing, is making sure that all our groups are correctly geared up for what we're going to do. Whether it's, you know, we're elephant hunting or we're squirrel hunting. You know, I mean, whatever it is, we take, you know, and not just me, but I mean the crew, we all, you know, when we're signing in, hey, make sure you have this, 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 and this. And you've seen me. I spend a lot of time up in the tackle store with our groups and making sure that they have what they need.
I think that's one of the things I like so much. It's been countless times that I've that's why I know I was comfortable saying, like, I've seen countless times Rick, like, walk up two or three guys and just never try to, like, oversell somebody something, but just walk two or three passengers up and just say, hey, man, this is what we've been using. I was on the boat last night. The guys caught really good with this, this, and this. And then just leave it at that. No pressure, no nothing. But, like, I mean, how valuable is that? Like, this is what worked yesterday, and not, like, never trying to oversell a guy something. But that's, like, that's the hottest advice you could get. And I just really like it. I've always really appreciated, like, you know, you were never overboard on pushing something to somebody, but, like, offering the killer advice. You
and
know?
Just making sure everybody's set
up
right.
I just dig it. I think you guys do a really good job, and I'm anxious to see it. Well, we're up against it, Corey. I think we can sneak real fast. We've got a real quick one. Tom, you got a quick question for the boys?
Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Morning, Jake. I think you kind of went over it, Jake. I had an experience last year where we were catching 30-pounders and at night, and I hooked a fish on 50, and we could not get him up, you know, to deep color. That's about as far as we could get him. And, you know, the drag was buttoned down, and we just could not move that fish. Ultimately, we pulled a hook. I'm not sure, maybe it was foul hooked. Any tricks on trying to move a fish that just doesn't want to come up?
Yeah, I would fish heavier line than 50 at night, first of all, right there. That's probably where the biggest problem about that fish was, because they can't see the line at night, you know. Not really.
So you can go heavier than you actually think.
Oh, yeah. They'll bite 80 and 100, no problem. Sure. They'll bite 200, I fish.
Pretty handcuffed on light line on big ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Tom, appreciate the phone call very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this $125 to go visit Eric and Cal when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app at Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Join us as we honor 76 years of Hall family shows at the Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, presented by Progressive. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, international travel, off-road adventure, and the overland experience. Hundreds of seminars. Learn to trout fish the Eastern Sierras. Bass fishing legends from fresh and salt water will entertain you daily. Legendary anglers will celebrate our unique California offshore fleet from Point Conception to beyond the Mexican border. Learn to fly fish at the Fly Fishing Show within a show. Acres of boats, fishing boats, towboats, pontoon boats, inflatables, personal watercraft, and more. All under one roof. Make the deal of a lifetime. Enjoy the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Turner's Outdoorsman Ultimate Air Dogs, and the Convict Lake Great American Duck Races. Join CCA Cal for a special show package. Thanks to Accurate Fishing Tackle, Okuma, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, Daiwa, and the Southern California Ford Dealers. The Bart Hall Show, January 25th through 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
To fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're gonna have one of the boys flip the coin.
Is it Rick? Do it, Rick. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, flip on the deck there.
It's a T.
We got the T. All right, Texter,
Matt in L.A.
Hey, congratulations, Matt! You got yourself a $125 gift card going to Cal's Custom Built Reels. Congratulations, Rick. Jake, can't even begin to tell you how stoked I am for you guys taking the reins of that boat and rolling with it. I think you're gonna do an absolutely awesome job, and really dug hanging, talking, fishing with you. One more time, man, give us the rundown. Somebody wants to go fishing with you, book a trip, book a charter, go fishing on the Fortune. How do we do it?
Fisherman'sLanding.com. You can call the office there,
619-221-8500. Nice.
Me and Jake will be working on getting some social media stuff up is with our schedule and all that fun stuff. So as soon as we get that up, we'll blast it out and go from there.
Awesome. Yeah, we look forward to fishing with you guys this year. Come on out.
Can't wait to see you, man.
Catch them.
Great job, you guys. Perfect job. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow with Bart Hall and Pat McDonald. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.